Good bunch of people.
Yes. Oh, I can't get over that girl, Meg. When my parents were killed, I don't think I'd have been so forgiving of someone who made it possible.
She was already friends with the families. She and that Patanji girl had been in classes together. It's different when you know the people.
Kai tried to imagine how she'd have felt if she'd known that someone in the office at Corley, some gardener or the mechanic at the airfield, had been involved. She'd played with their children years before. And no, she couldn't see blaming Ekar or Adadi if one of their parents had been involved.
It's a good thing they were all so close then.
Candleman told me he thought there'd be riots when people found out. But the Riggers wouldn't let non-Riggers into their neighborhoods for days. Pitt glanced at Kai's hand.
Did she break any bones?
This? No, but I was afraid she would. Poor woman. She's got more problems than most at this point.
If I could make a suggestion?
Of course.
Have the fleet, your fleet, set up a fund for those families. Let everyone toss in a few credits. It'll add up. Kind of back up that solidarity they have.
Good idea.
I borrowed it. It's something Mackenzie does. Spread a little butter around on something other than bars and brothels and weapons suppliers. Seems to create goodwill, anyway.
Back at the ship, Kai took the time to download and install the new command data set for this ship, then review the news that had stacked up even in those few hours. After that, a conference with her captains and some of Moray's security and technical people. Moray Security had located one of the small Ansibles in a shop stockroom. The owner claimed no knowledge of it, but was in custody, and one of the employees, under interrogation, had suddenly died. Despite an intensive search, they'd found no more of the Ansibles and felt that they'd blocked local agents, if there were more agents, from communicating with Turek. Moray had technicians capable of restoring service to the system Ansible, which they had done, but only for government use.
What's the latest on Turek's force?
A Moray officer looked up from his folder.
One of the transmissions picked up, translated by that expert at Cascadia, said they were going to finish getting the ships ready and supply them at their base. The translator doesn't know if the coordinates were in clear or a code. There is a system where the coordinates are, but of course that could be a feint. Mackenzie has been working with us on that. If that is the system, the closest place to do a supply would be Gretna.
I don't think they'll be lucky there. We left a bit of a mess. In reaction to his chuckle, Kai glanced at Argelos and smirked.
I doubt that would stop Turek. And there's Rosferine. Both systems have dubious reputations and plenty of arms on hand. At last report, Mackenzie has an agent at Rosferine, but not at Gretna. They think they can pinpoint where Turek is if his people come to Ros for supplies.
What do we know about the system they might be in?
Unmanned Ansible platform. Just a relay, basically. There was an unsuccessful colony there. Something went wrong. I'm not sure. Mackenzie may know.
Ansible communications, especially via one of Toby's special units, should be completely secure. But Kai didn't know how secure Stella was herself. She would be furious if she were left out of the loop completely, if she thought Kai was dead. But if anyone found out that she wasn't, if Stella, after a communication from Moray, walked around looking happy, that could compromise their only chance to make a surprise attack on Turek's force. Kai wished she could talk to Grace, but suspected that her communications lines were even less secure than Stella's. Too many Ansible relays between Moray and Slaughter Key, and the codes Grace had given her might have been compromised. She would have to let Stella worry. She had just decided that when a Moray officer came in with a cube of messages received on Argelos's shipboard Ansible. Grace, of course. Hers was voice only. Kai ran it through the code filter.
Heard about big battle. Expect confirmation you're alive, as this is prerequisite for sending Space Force ships finally released by idiot government.
How did Grace hear about the battle? The system Ansible was down. Is Turek spreading the word? Stella next, video and voice, uncoded.
The Moray Ansible is still down, but I'm sending anyway. I've got an invoice from Crown and Spears on Gretna, and I remember you telling me something about this when you were at Adelaide, but you never sent me any paperwork. Should I pay this out of Vada accounts or apply to the Cascadians for it as a military expense? You weren't actually authorized to draw funds from Cascadia then, but it will mess up my books if I pay it out of Vada, since I don't have any corresponding value received. Also, you forgot to give me details of your transactions with Ransom, the sale of those Ansibles, and that should be cleared up so the Vada accounts are clear. Please do that immediately. The auditors will be checking our books in a few 10 days.
Well, goodness knows Stella's accounts are at the top of my priorities list right now.
Kai felt like calling Stella just to give her a good talking to. And she had no idea what documentation Stella really needed. And anything there might have been had blown up on Vanguard. She could have put it in her implant. It had been in her implant as a record of conversations, but she'd offloaded it as a nuisance, and now it was locked in a Crown and Spears box.
Some merchanter's daughter I am. Wrong instincts every time.
But the pang of guilt eased as fast as it had come, and the implanted therapy module dropped a few pearls of cognitive realism into her awareness. Stella had a legitimate problem. Auditors. She herself had a legitimate problem. The war. She thought about who else might have the data Stella needed. Argelos might have stored it. Ransom would certainly have the records of his purchase. And she had staff.
Evelyn?
The trim Moray officer appeared in the hatch.
I need to send my cousin on Cascadia some information via shipboard Ansible that does not appear to come directly from me. Here's what she needs, and here's where it might be. Contact these officers, find out if they have it, and if so, have them transmit it by shipboard Ansible.
Right away, ma'am.
Evelyn saluted, took the list, and disappeared. Kai grinned. Staff was good. Now for Aunt Grace. That was still a problem, and she needed to consult the experts, such experts as she had.